has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid. There's no mystical energy field controls my destiny.
Everybody, how are you guys doing? Welcome back to the Carbonite Crew podcast. It has been a little while. So, but we're back, ready to roll.
Not sure what we're rolling with, but we're rolling.
Just got to jump in and do it.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna try recording shorter videos, just because our real life schedules have gotten so hectic lately. It's harder to meet for such a long time.
It's been a busy few months, really. So
yep.
But we're working with it. We're going to get some content out to you guys. Let's talk some more Star Wars. It's been kind of dead in the Star Wars world anyway, so...
Besides Resistance, which apparently I'm the only one watching, but...
Yeah, it's been busy, man. It's been busy.
20-minute episodes, dude.
First one was like an hour.
Yeah, that was the first one, though.
Yeah, so... But we'll watch that. We'll get our reviews out to you guys, what we think. We'll start posting more on social media like we have been, as Daniel, I think, is doing actually right now.
Yep. That's why he's
first
not
post
talking.
In a while, so
it's literally my only job here.
Daniel's our social media guy, really.
That and the jokes.
So might as well just add that to your Instagram profile or your Twitter.
Follow at Carbonite Crew. Is that where we're at?
At Carbonite Crew on Instagram,
I
Facebook,
hope so.
Twitter. We're on Twitter, right? We're on Twitter. Yeah, I don't think we've done anything with the Twitter.
That's mine, by the way. It's okay.
Yeah, use your own cup holder. Gosh, use your own cup holder.
That one's closer to my hand.
He's got options. That's why he's not.
All right. So what are we doing today?
We're kind of just jumping back in, saying hi to everybody, saying that we're still here, we're still alive. So I don't know. I know it's been kind of dead anyway, but we can talk about a few things that have been going on. The Mandalorian's coming along real nice from the looks of it. Aside from things getting stolen on set, which apparently includes a memory card.
Yeah. So who knows what's on that? Whether it's concept art or scripts or
data plans to the Death Star.
Yeah, definitely could be data plans to the Death Star.
I'm kind of convinced. Within the last 2 seconds, I'm convinced nothing actually got stolen, and something will get leaked from said memory card.
Ooh.
But it was actually never really stolen. See?
It's a trap.
It's a trap. They're all just putting feelers out to see what people like and dislike. You never know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I wouldn't put it above them.
You gotta commit.
Yeah.
It's Disney.
Yeah.
They'll commit.
I don't think we've even really talked about Solo since we...
So, no, Solo has come out since the last time we had an episode. I know we planned on doing an episode on Solo, but kind of...
I think it's just because it's so low on our to-do list that we haven't had the time to really evaluate. I know, it was actually a good one. It was pretty good.
Multi-layer.
Back to you, Jonathan.
And Jonathan here with the weather.
I guess we can touch on that since we're on topic. I mean, Jonathan, do you have any thoughts on the movie, I guess?
Going back and
rewatching it since it came out?
Yeah, I've seen it once since it's come out and once in theaters. I thought it was actually a really solid movie.
So you liked it better than Rogue One?
Yeah, not by a whole lot, but slightly.
It's a different movie than Rogue
One. It is
One.
A different movie, and that's... I like sort of the space western sort of heist parts of it. I thought that was kind of cool. I thought it was really cool to see an actual war zone.
Yeah, that should have been Rogue One.
Yeah. Wasn't a big fan of Kira throughout the movie. I mean, like, she's attractive and kind of a cool character, mm-hmm. but like, mm-hmm. eh.
Just don't touch her dragons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, space dragons.
She's a very complicated character.
Yeah,
and I think that's what it's... I think Han and her are supposed to be very similar in it. they go down two different routes.
Yeah,
as characters.
Yeah,
kind of,
definitely.
Where she constantly feels stuck, and she knows that she's stuck. she feels like she's stuck in this life, and she can't get out. Whereas Han, he's like, no, there's more to this life. I'm going to get out, and I'm going to do what I can to be free.
He's got bigger aspirations. Yeah. I thought the Kessel Run was kind of cool, a little bit deceptive compared to what we were expecting.
It's not a race. I was always led to believe it was a race, but it's not.
I never thought it was a race, but...
I don't know. That was just me, I guess. But
yeah. I thought it was cool to see that black hole. That was very visually appealing.
I thought visually when that those Star Destroyers were like in the lightning as it lit up, that was... There's been some really cool shots visually in the new Star Wars movies. The TIE Fighters from The Force Awakens comes to mind. Those Star Destroyers. I know Rogue One had a cool... Oh, like the TIE Fighter right up on Jyn. That was cool, which didn't make it into the movie.
Didn't make it into the movie at all. I'm actually kind of surprised that we hadn't seen Emphas Nest before this, considering the fact that she turned out to be like a Rebel cell leader.
Which, exactly, like what, or even in Rebels.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I mean, Rebels was over by the time Solo came out, but even so, like, we didn't watch it until around that time, but it was over.
Oh, you mean the show.
The show,
yeah,
yes.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
So I'm just kind of surprised they didn't, even just in the background show, like, her cell. I mean, I guess you could justify it by saying maybe they're all dead already at that point in the timeline.
Yeah.
But
I'd love to see what happened to her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... Obviously, she's a very important character in some aspect because, I mean, she essentially is the one that, I would say the one that starts the rebellion, obviously, because you have, you know, I'll blanking on names here, but, you know, Organa, Bail Organa, and Mon Mothma and stuff.
Yeah, and then you got, like, the Phoenix Squadron.
But obviously,
so,
I mean, she gets her and Han Solo get the space fuel, and obviously that does something huge to help the cause.
It would be really interesting to see what would have happened if Han would have taken her offer to go with them, if he would have been like a founding member of the Alliance. So it'd be really interesting to see him up there with like Bail Organa and Mon Mothma and Princess Leia as like one of the founding members of the Rebel Alliance.
How would that change the story completely?
So much.
That Luke would... I mean, Luke might have gotten off the planet, off Tatooine, but it wouldn't have been with Han.
No, it wouldn't have.
That's book.
That is.
Lucasfilm, there's a book there. There's a few if you're good. Because I want to know how does Obi-Wan know them? Obviously, he knows them, clearly, or knows of them of some sort, so I'd love to know that story. Give me more books. I don't read the books. But give me more books, which we are going to read. We are going to read Ahsoka, I think, for the show and kind of talk about it. I know it's been out for a while, but...
It's been out for like 84
Daniel's
years.
Daniel's not read it. I've read the first few chapters. You've not read it, right?
I had it for a little bit, and then I was like...
I'll read it. You can use mine or borrow mine.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Reading Thrawn was fun, though.
Yeah,
I actually
do
have a friend
that's
reading the Claudia Gray...
Leia?
The
Obi-Wan one?
It's not like a big one.
Lost Stars?
Yes.
He said
it's pretty good.
I read the first few chapters. I like to start, I just never finished. That sucked me in a little bit.
He keeps sending me like random little snippets of like
because
paragraphs, and it's like, really? You're just sending me this, and I just found out about this from that. And he's like, no, it doesn't tell you that much. I'm like...
Well, it's cool, because it's like characters that we don't already know about. But it's in this universe that we're very familiar with.
And I think, like we've debated before, there are characters that could potentially pop up, you know, in later movies.
I don't know what you're referring to off the top of my head, but yeah, I agree.
You don't?
No, what are we talking about?
About Thrawn.
Thrawn? No, yeah. I'm trying to not think about that because I get too excited every time.
I get all kinds of excited. It's November. Can't get too
it
excited.
It is November.
Can't get too excited about that.
Now we got to release this in November. Carbonite Crew is live now.
We were.
5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago, we were live.
Cool. Yeah, so sorry we've been off the grid for a minute. I know that's kind of going off subject again, but...
So what did you think of Solo?
What did I think of Solo? Yeah. Honestly, I it's one of my favorite out of all the Star Wars movies.
Fair. I think it's a solid movie.
I definitely like it better than Rogue One. Rogue One is one of those movies, in my opinion... It's a good movie, but the more I watch it, the less I want to watch it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I wish I could rate Rogue One as two separate movies cut halfway through, because I think I might have said this before on podcast, but when I watch Rogue One now, I cut to Galen Erso dying, because the back half of that movie is fantastic. but I just can't get through all the exposition in the first half.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, had that whole story been a trilogy or something, they could have done a lot with it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot with it.
A lot. You wouldn't have even had to make Catalyst. You could have made that into a movie set during the Clone Wars, introducing the Ersos.
You could have had a whole Galen story, basically. Yeah. And Jyn, and then you had the whole rebellion movie, kind of, with their side.
Yeah, and like Jyn growing up with Saw Gerrera. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Were there any specific things that stuck out to you about Solo? I mean, obviously, besides Darth Maul.
It felt... Darth Maul's in this?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude. I knew he looked familiar. No one heard that. I really liked it. I thought the dialogue was really cool. Oh, I guess let me start by this. So I grew up with Harrison Ford as Han Solo, obviously. I
mean, yep.
This is the first time we've had a different Han Solo. I'm sold on Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo completely.
Han Solo.
I loved Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. I don't know what it was. I thought he had that charm and that kind of wit and, you know, that sarcasm and just the way he delivered. Like, yeah, he didn't look like Han Solo, but I don't know. Like, I never thought, oh, who's this guy?
The only bad thing I will say about Alden Ehrenreich is how come on Battlefront 2, the basically young Solo is like a character skin that costs like 80,000 freaking Republic credits compared to like Hoth Solo or like any other Solo. Like, is he really worth that much?
I don't know.
He's no good to me dead.
Oh, the whole his whole blaster actually being a sniper rifle. I think you brought that up.
Yeah, why didn't he ever use that? That would have been so useful.
Because he could have found the part somewhere. I'm sure.
I mean, imagine him using that on Endor. That would have been incredibly useful.
Oh my gosh!
Like just sniping fools through the trees,
right? Instead of running up,
it's an Ewok in the head. It goes flying.
Oops, can't tell Leia about that one. Witch wicket.
Yep, chat.
Yep, that was a horrible Ewok impression. Got him.
Thank you, Daniel. That is probably my favorite original trilogy movie. So that really hits a spot in my soul.
Do you have any thoughts on
Daniel?
Solo?
What do you think about Solo?
All right, I think first of all, the first thing I thought about coming out of the movie was Enfys Nest would probably be the coolest cosplay ever. Just the whole outfit, just
there's
the armor
some cool ones out
is just dope. I absolutely love it.
I didn't like it the first time I saw it. The very first time, I was like, "That," because it looks almost, because when I first saw it, I thought it was some kind of stormtrooper. Okay. Like, that's honestly what
I
thought.
Yeah, it kind of looked like
some kind of stormtrooper commander or something, like, but they're the leader of some squadron that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay, I have to interject and ask maybe a stupid question. I don't know if I caught on. Does the first Enfys Nest die in the movie? Because is the girl that's revealed to be Enfys Nest at the end? When I watched it the last time, I got the impression that she was Enfys Nest's daughter.
Because she does kind of hint that she's carrying off the moniker.
Yeah, she looks really young, and I think she even says something about, like, you know, the person who wore this mantle or whatever. And they sound completely different. Like, if you listen to Enfys Nest on the train heist scene, and you look at the, like, just the physical thing she's doing, like...
Yeah, I did watch her during that train, because then I was imagining the girl.
And I don't know, what do you think?
Do you think she died during the train heist?
I think so.
Because they get away, like, it makes it pretty clear.
I'd have to go back and rewatch the scene, but that was the impression I got.
That's actually what I was imagining, like, does the original Enfys Nest get away? Like,
I think there is an original Enfys Nest, but I don't think I think the one in the movie is that girl the whole time. I do think it's her the whole time, because they talk, like, Woody Harrelson and Beckett, like, they talk about Enfys Nest as if he's been, you know, kind of
like
head to head with her for a while,
a constant thorn in their side.
Yeah, so, you know, originally maybe it was someone else.
So maybe it's like. So, like, exactly what Jonathan's saying, it's sort of like a vigilante mantle that's sort of, like, passed on whoever, like, I don't know, her mom or her dad was the Enfys Nest before that, and then his father before her. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I think I've heard some people talk about it, and I know Jonathan and I have talked about it. But it'd have been really cool if it was Beckett and
Kira.
Not Kira. Beckett's girlfriend. Do you remember her name?
Oh, the girl. Dang it! It was just her birthday. I saw on Instagram. Yeah.
I apologize for not remembering her name, but their daughter,
Jonathan Google.
Their daughter.
Yeah, I think
because
that was,
the girl that plays him is that. she's mixed.
Yeah,
and it would have been cool because she obviously she was still, I think she's like 14, 15, 16, something like that. She's a young actress.
Yeah,
if it was their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that would have been a great twist for the whole Beckett storyline.
If Beckett would have found out.
Yeah, and like, what if she knew her
girlfriend? What if she was a secret baby? Like, I think we've noticed that secret babies are kind of a thing. Yeah. It kind of happens a lot. Like, people have babies and just like, I don't know, get really sad all of a sudden.
Two of them. Val. Yeah, Val.
That was her name.
Yeah, maybe Val knew. Too, that was her daughter the whole time.
What's that actress's name, Jonathan? Because she's in.
Yeah, I'm. Blaming.
She's in some stuff, but I've always liked she's her in whatever actress. She's in. Yeah.
Like a lot of people were surprised they killed her off so quick.
Hold on, Willa.
Give me a name. Or
Thandie Newton.
Thandie Newton.
What is she in?
That's besides Mike Tyson's
besides
daughter.
Our hearts. Okay, it took me a while, but for those of you at home that don't know who that is, this is a man who has a lisp, and often
her name is Sandy Newton.
It's often portrayed in comedy movies such as The Hangover, stuff like that. But yes, okay, cosplay. I thought that was awesome. I also thought about. I think I saw the meme almost immediately. Immediately after. Yeah, I know. Okay, the meme where it's like, okay, you know the troopers with the magnets on the boots in the train scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the meme was like, can you imagine the core strength of those troopers that are hanging on, fighting like 4 G's of twisting train pressure from the freaking planet? Like, these guys are just swole, just insanely ripped. They should just call them swole troopers.
Oh, dude, that's terrifying.
They just swole like troopers? They literally just wear helmets and like a cod piece and carry a blaster.
They're like Arnold Schwarzenegger from Conan.
Sorry, boots too, because or else Earth is just incomplete. You're right.
Jonathan, they're so strong they don't need magnetic boots.
Heck no, dude.
Their toes just
they just like squeeze onto like a piece of metal just an inch thick.
Imagine an Arnold Schwarzenegger from Conan the Barbarian.
Oh my god.
Long hairs, ripped, a sword.
They could carry a lightsaber. Imagine like a lightsaber as thick as like a broadsword though. Yeah, you have a really good imagination. Okay. What else do I like, Jonathan? I'm so glad that you asked from such a far away distance. I'm trying to think of.
So, how'd you feel about that Han Solo Chewbacca mud wrestling match?
I got all kinds of riled up.
Are you satisfied with that being the way that they meet and kind of become friends, or does that strike you as strange?
Like, are you saying is it not enough to become best friends about?
Oh, no. I definitely think mud wrestling with some random dude who just got thrown into your pen and then taking a shower with him is totally enough to be best friends on.
There was a shower scene, which is weird. Has there ever been a Star Wars shower scene?
I don't think so. I think that was a first.
Oh, my gosh. We're just baking history just right here. Just breaking boundaries. That's what I love about Star Wars. You know, we can
push the envelope.
We can say, you know, Han Solo and his best furry friend in a shower scene.
Yep. And he's even like, dude, back up. I need some room.
And he's like, nah, fam. This is
you couldn't
is
have
one,
showered after me?
This is one shower head. We're still chained together. I think they insinuated pretty much the conditions that Chewie was living in.
Yeah.
Like, they really made it seem like, okay, this is a hole in the ground. There's mud. There's like mud
down
everywhere.
In a hole.
There's like
feeling so small,
needs so I think they insinuate that this is a hole in mud. He's tied to a chain, to a pole. He's chained to a pole, sorry, and he's like basically fed prisoners of war. Like, whenever they find one, pretty much. So I think it's a pretty good, it's a pretty safe bet to say that this would make me friends with, you know, the guy who comes and like fake fights me and starts speaking. I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that if the situation that they really portrayed Chewie as living in was really going on, and they were like feeding him like that and treating him like that, like he must have been going through that for a while to just immediately become best friends with the guy. And I mean, yes, there is that. I guess if it were just that, it wouldn't be enough to be like, man, they're best friends because, you know, they showered and mud wrestled together. The fact that they go to the mines in Kessel, just the fact that they go there and that, like, you know, he doesn't really want to let him go when he goes to rescue the rest of the Wookiees that were in prison there. The two other Wookiees. I think the fact that he, like, lets them go sort of begrudgingly and sort of like, you know, be careful, pal, but not so much, not so aloof. It's kind of like, man, you better be careful because I need you back. Literally, he needed him back.
You love something, let it go.
That's exactly right. So, another question. Do you think that Wookiee chick, was that Chewie's
that
girlfriend?
Bigfoot looking thing?
Yeah.
What the
yeah,
hell?
Was that Chewie's woman or what?
No, I think it was just one of those like Wookiee things.
They really
whatever that means.
It's one of those Wookiee things. Okay. How do I make a better commentary than that? I don't know how to go off of this. Okay, I think they really pushed it in the trailers. Everyone's like, Chewie's married. And he's like, no, what? he's a polygamist. He's got multiple partners.
Including
Han. Including Han. All right, I think...
Maybe even L3.
Hey, you never know where L3 gets. Yeah. Hey, Maz Kanata tapped that, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So what about Lando? What are everyone's...
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. The moment that you walked into that club and you see him playing Sabacc.
Oh, bro.
Sorry, Sabacc.
It's actually
okay. So I think Jonathan and I have actually talked about this.
I know what you're going to say.
So he always says Han's name is Han. I'm convinced it's because Han says Sabacc wrong the first time they meet.
Yep.
And that's the reason from thenceforth.
Yeah.
Because he Han goes
it, Sabacc?
And then Lando goes, Sabacc. And then from that, and the next like line or two after that, he says Han. And then never goes back.
So you're telling me he spends decades just reminding this dude of one tiny mistake that he made in the first episode of his podcast and then just keeps repeating it every possible chance he gets? Man, that would be annoying.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
That joke wouldn't have quite gone over well.
Quite went over.
Quite who?
Quite why?
No, but for real, I think Donald Glover absolutely nailed it in that movie.
I was convinced his first line from the Sabacc table was actually Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
But the more I watched it, I actually think it is Donald Glover, but it sounds just like him at first. Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about Lando cheating? Is that a little weird?
I saw him do it in episode 5, I believe.
So. Yeah, I guess that's
fair. I'm not surprised.
He was kind of in a precarious situation there. I don't know. He always kind of struck me as, like, honorable scoundrel.
Not me.
/ legit businessman or semi-legit businessman.
It didn't surprise me at all.
He's got that. I mean, like, his best friend is a dude with, like, the super futuristic Beats by Dre. Yeah. That's yeah, that's freaking tight. He's just going to be like, are you listening right now? I'm sorry, what? They were on. What was the question?
How you feel about Lando?
What about Lando? Oh, being a cheater? I mean, he's a scoundrel. There's just no going around it. Didn't he win it through cheating?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lost it by cheating.
It's implied, at least.
So
he's won everything by cheating. I mean, that's very, once he cheats for that game, I think that's
what goes around comes around. So I mean, it's like it's got to happen to you.
I bet he won that awesome disco shirt.
They reference sort of like a karmic retribution system, and like, you know,
I wonder if he won his capes by cheating.
No, you can't win capes by cheating.
Capes by Dre.
Alright.
What about Darth Maul?
Darth Maul. Let's just go around the room. Our first impressions of right when we saw that scene. What we thought, if you can remember them.
Alright. So the hologram pops up. I see the dark, shrouded figure. Before you even see his face or you say any dialogue, first thought that popped into my mind was, that's Emperor Palpatine. He's running the criminal underworld. This just got real interesting. But I wasn't disappointed after I found out that it was Darth Maul. I will say, Darth Maul does look like he's been eating his SpaghettiOs. In that cave on Dathomir that he's probably living in.
Yeah.
He looks a little beefier than the last time we saw him.
Definitely.
But I suppose you gotta eat like...
scarier, actually.
Yeah. I suppose...
Swole.
I suppose you gotta eat like a king when you've been trapped in a junk pile for 10 years or whatever.
That's true, man.
Then your brother dies right in front of you. That sucks.
Savage Press. Press. Oh, Press. Savage.
No, I thought it was cool. I'd like to see more of the whole Kira Maul dynamic.
I'd love to see
in the
more
future. What about you, Daniel?
Before I go into mine, see it though as what? You want book, movie, game, short story?
What?
Series of comics.
The movie you saw.
Novelization. Solo. Small drama. 3-piece documentary.
I want a mini docu.
Say something.
Mini docu series.
I want a sonnet. No, but for real, I'd love to see another like. Maybe not necessarily another Solo sequel like spin-off story. I don't think it'll happen now though.
I don't either.
But I could see Darth Maul a Star Wars story.
I was just gonna say Maul and Kira a Star Wars story.
Let's go to the mall. A Star Wars story.
Let's go to the mall.
The mall a Star Wars story
today.
Can we make a parody of that with Star Wars it up?
If you've got the editing skills for it, then
I've got the editing
be
skills
my guest,
for it.
Since we're apparently making an hour episode today.
That's okay. It's been a while.
It's been a long day. You want to know?
But we're back.
All right, take it. Go ahead.
So what did you think, Daniel? You never said anything.
So you take it from me just to give it back. All right. I didn't notice the legs until the second viewing, which is kind of sad.
Same here.
So, like, I was just like, hey, sweet, a leg. And then we, like, slowly...
I didn't register that it was a robot leg.
Yeah, right? We slowly, like, pan up, and I'm like, man, that sounds like Ray Park. Like,
it's
man.
Not Ray Park, though.
It's not?
It's Sam Witwer. He voices Maul in all the Clone Wars and Rebels. Ray Park didn't even voice Solo or Maul in Episode 1. Either so, how do you know Ray Park?
He was the light. He was the lightsaber.
You watch X Men.
I was like, that sounds like him, and I was like,
I bet it does.
Basically, like the it like slowly pans up on the leg, and I totally just ignored the leg completely, and I'm like, that's a red face, that's more red face. I was like, those are horns. Those are some beautiful yellow eyes that are filled with hate. I was like, dang it. That's just Maul. I sat there in, like, stunned silence.
Deductive reasoning. That's gotta be Maul. That's gotta be him.
No, it's his cousin, Dave Maul.
Dave Maul.
Dave Oppress. yeah, I sat there just a good 10 seconds of just, like, panicky, just excited sweat. It was weird.
All right, either of you, like, was it really necessary for him to turn on his lightsaber? It's a hologram. What are you trying to do there,
he's
buddy?
Show her that he's got a lightsaber.
What if, like, we didn't see it, but you know how, like, Vader chokes through the hologram that one time?
Yeah.
What if he, like, pulled out his lightsaber and it, like, appeared through, like, a space-time continuum rift and cut something behind Kira just to, like, freak her out? And she was like, man... She was like, this place is haunted.
Yeah, it exists.
It's haunted. I'm sure that's what you think of.
It's haunted. I knew this yacht
was haunted.
There must
be a ghost in here.
I knew this yacht was haunted. It's a space yacht.
Haunted space yacht for sale.
Isn't it Slave 1 a space boat?
Space yacht. I'm convinced that the whole lightsaber thing was to show us the hilt.
Yeah.
To show us that it was connected to Rebels.
So, that is an Inquisitor's lightsaber?
Hilt, what? Yeah, it is.
What?
I think you were talking about it. Does his hilt come from... Did he make that on his own?
As far as I know.
That just kind of showed up in Rebels, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think he just had it.
Because, like, the sticking out part almost looks like he took an Inquisitor's double-bladed lightsaber and, like, broke off part of the twirling bit.
He might have. Yeah, I don't know. That is a question I do not
But the Inquisitors wouldn't even have been a thing back in Clone Wars yet, because the Clone Wars were still going on.
True. Did he have in Clone Wars that lightsaber?
I think so.
No,
maybe not.
I think he loses his lightsaber.
Yeah, I think when Sidious Palpatine. When Sidious whoops his ass.
Yeah, and then he has it like in Rebels is when we see it. So yeah. I don't know. He might have.
So was there anything that you were expecting to see or you would have wanted to see that you felt was missing?
From Solo?
Yeah.
Well, before we go there, my first thought when we saw Maul, I thought it was Darth Vader. Like I was.
Yeah.
Because. You know, we had Vader in Rogue One, and Vader's obviously the
best scene in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was Vader. And he started talking, I'm like, that doesn't sound like Vader. Does he have his mask off? Does he have his helmet off? I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, and then I realized it was Maul, and I'm like, it's Darth Maul.
I don't know if you knew, but that's Darth Maul.
It's Darth Maul, not Dave Maul.
So was there anything you felt was missing or you expected to see or you would have added?
I don't know. I was pretty satisfied overall. There's nothing that sticks out in my head that says, man, I wish I saw this.
Would you have wanted more Maul, though?
No.
It was good for, like...
I think it was perfect.
Because Vader's tease was him just Shrekking a bunch of, like, noobs in a hallway.
Yeah.
He's like, open the door. He's like,
I ain't opening that door. Do you see what's behind you? I think the difference between that is we know what Vader does right after that.
Right.
If we don't get any kind of follow-up to Solo, yes, I wish we would have saw more Maul.
I wish we would... I just thought of this, so bear with me. But
okay.
I wish instead of seeing him in a hologram, which was cool, I think it would have been cool to have...
Have two double doors open and it goes...
Nothing quite so dramatic, but I think it would be interesting to see... you get this moment after Han leaves, right, and Kara turns around... Maybe Dryden's not dead yet. Maybe he only gets, like, shot, incapacitated, you know? So you get this moment where he's still alive, and maybe she's going over to finish him off. And then all of a sudden, without the fanfare, the door's open, and Maul's just standing there. And you would see this tonal shift in Kara, and I think you see a little bit of it throughout the movie, just with her kind of implying, like, I haven't escaped, I'm still a slave. But you would see the doors open up, and she's standing over Dryden with, like, one of those daggers. And as soon as the doors open and you look over and you see Maul with his hood up, she drops the dagger and, like, scurries back into the corner.
But you don't know it's Maul yet.
It's just this figure. And you would just have this moment where the figure just, like, slowly walks over to Dryden Vos, and he just looks at him and says something intimidating, like, failure is not acceptable. And then you just see
still
the lights.
Still don't know him. Yeah, yeah.
Then you just see the lightsaber turn on. And then you can have that moment where he takes his hood off and he tells Kira that they'll be working together. That's what I would have liked to see.
That would have been way cooler.
Like face to face.
Yeah. And way cooler. Wait. On a side note.
I just got weirdly turned on by that whole description. That was actually pretty nice.
It was a good description. Not to like take seriousness out of this because like it's still serious.
But why so serious?
He force pulls his like lightsaber in the hologram. Like where was it at? Like, why was it away from
obviously,
that far away from him?
On the stand that he has perfectly set up to hold it.
It's got a wall mount.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's a collectible. What else are you going to do with it?
Ray Park autograph. Does it sound like Ray Park?
Hey, we got some people that are keeping up with the podcast.
Shout out to those people.
Shout out to.
Thank you.
Shout out to CCP_21. Shout out to Whoop. Official David King.
Oh, official.
Shout out to Nettie Johnson. Nettie? I'd like to send a shout out to The Best Podcast.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they said. That's a comment?
No, that's their name. Really? We are The Best Podcast.
Oh, okay.
But obviously that's everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. Official Best Podcast.
Do they have memes on here? They might have memes.
Stop looking for memes.
I'm going to look through. Sorry, shout out to MC BMOS, DJ BMOS, also for the like.
What
you
is
said,
that?
You said...
Cool. Never mind, go ahead. What would you like to see from Solo?
I just wanted him to, like...
Who, Solo? A lot of people were talking about
him. I just wanted him to, like, take over Crimson Tide and be like...
Crimson Dawn.
Damn you!
So, Daniel, what would you like to see from Solo? Is there anything...
Okay, so I would have liked to see him just take over Crimson Dawn and just be like, all right, fools, we're changing this to Vermilion Dawn just to, like, put a little of his own twist. He's going to be like, we're changing it to Chartreuse Dawn or something like that.
I think it's called Crimson Dawn because he's red.
I was going to say, like, is that apparent, though, to everybody?
I felt it was to myself.
Does everybody know?
You know.
Because, obviously, Dryden Voss ended up red after he got stabbed. Actually, no, he ended up kind of chalky, like, white, kind of...
Yeah, dude.
Kind of Vision color.
Kind of looked like Vision after he got...
Yeah,
killed.
Right?
Well, that's weird. They kind of looked alike.
All right. Do we have anything else to say about Solo? I will mention, I love that we're going to post this later, but my brother went to Mexico and got me a sweet bootleg copy of Solo. can't wait to see that in 280p. Just like, Chewie just looks like a brown blob. He looks like a brown glob of fur. All right. Anything else that we have to say about our take on Solo, our take on Maul, his random leg appearance, the sword coming out of nowhere?
Why do you have his hood up to begin with in the beginning of the hologram?
It's cold on the Death Star, man.
Not on a Death Star.
You don't know
what
his
movies
life?
Do you watch?
In my version, he's on there.
There's nothing.
Jonathan, what do you have to share?
I think he's probably on Dathomir, because isn't that his base at
I think
this?
As far as we know. That's the weird thing with Solo is there's no definitive timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they aimed it within like a 7-year period, but still, you don't.
Yeah, you don't really know. It might have been raining. Maybe he was outside.
Why did he took it off? Stop raining?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it did.
It's obviously how the weather works. It starts raining, then it stops raining.
Tell people in a monsoon that.
Damn, Jackie, I can't control the weather. So, out of the one episode of Resistance that you guys have watched, sort of watched, what do you think so far?
I thought the ships look awesome.
Yeah,
I agree. It's so cool. I don't know why we don't have these ships in live action.
Or in real life.
The color, or in real life. The red stormtrooper dude. Yet, but it's got a very clone trooper-esque kind of visor helmet.
Yeah,
look, which I thought was kind of cool. I don't know. I don't know if that's intentional or not. But
well, the Supreme Leader should have used a clone army. So
clearly,
what do you think, Daniel?
About Resistance? Resistance talk. I've been resisting talking about this because of the little exposure that I've had to it.
Fair enough.
I know that Jonathan kind of made me a little jaded on this. Just because he said that, you know, how Rebels was a little more tailored to a younger audience, and, you know, Clone Wars series in comparison had such more adult themes and was just a lot more in depth, and it just covered a wider range of not only stories, but different feelings that you could get from those stories. I feel like I started watching Resistance and it was a little bit more of the silly, like, the appearance that they give Finn a lot. Like, he's goofy. He's not a hero. He's just a goofy Disney dude in the movie. And, like, a lot of it was just, like, giggles. And then Jonathan said that the comment about that Resistance also is just tailored to a younger audience. So I feel like I haven't watched it, so I can't really say I don't like it. I can just say that I felt like it wasn't getting me. It wasn't getting through to me. But
yeah,
that's not my final opinion. You were also looking at memes at the time. I was looking at memes, but that's part of our work, right? Yeah. We study, we investigate, we share.
We're like journalists, dude.
Yeah.
We're getting the real story out there. By story, I mean opinions. So.
Well, I'm glad you hold my opinion in such high esteem that I could just make you jaded with my words.
Just be like, Last Jedi sucked. I was like, I guess it sucks now.
Dang, Jonathan's right. It does.
The prequels were awful, but episode 2 was great.
You know what? He's totally right.
You're right.
There's people like that out there, though. That's the thing.
You're right. Sand is terrible. I never realized this until right now.
That's actually true. If you
the
think
holiday
about
special
that quote,
is actually
the
undiscovered gem of the Star Wars universe. I actually think we were talking about doing a episode about that.
Star Wars peaked at the holiday special.
I think we're going to do an episode about that around December.
Technically, the Wookiee animated movie is canon. Yeah.
Wait, what? It's a Wookiee animated movie?
Sorry, Ewok, my bad. That's
Ewok.
That's a loaf right there. Can we restart that? That was just.
We should go back and watch all the Lego movies.
What?
Those are good. Yeah, there's Lego ones.
Wait, are you talking about Star Wars still?
No, like the Adventures about? Of the Keeper or something.
Someone actually reminded me of the scene from the first Clone Wars series, the one where Samuel Jackson's head is like insanely round. The Clone Wars before the Clone Wars.
Oh, the micro series?
Yes, that's what it's called. So, like, someone was reminding me of the scene where it shows how Anakin gets his scar. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I, like, debated this to someone. I was like, you have no clue what you're talking about. You're trash. You're less
you're
than
trash.
Filthy junk traders. And then they were like, yeah, we have the DVD right here. And I was like, what's a DVD? Anyway, no,
is that
I was
the punchline
like,
of like the whole thing.
No, the whole thing was the whole thing was like I don't remember this because I watched like
one or two
episodes
it.
And then I was like, "What's this better Clone Wars? Let's watch this instead."
Jonathan watched the whole thing. I think.
Did you watch the whole thing? Like
they show you how they get his scar.
It's been a while, but yeah, I think so.
Is that canon?
No,
I don't think those are canon.
No,
because
the original Clone Wars project is not canon anymore.
The micro series.
Yeah. Well, there was a whole multimedia project surrounding it before episode 2 even came out. No, I think it was
when did that series come out? Was it after 3 or was it between 2 and 3?
The new Clone Wars came out after
3. But the one before that?
Yeah, between 2 and 3. Okay. I just liked it because it was short. It kind of had that punchy Samurai Jack animation style.
Yeah.
And it was just very action-packed and fast. I like that. Like, they're very different things, and I like them both for what they are.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I think I have to agree with that just because Jonathan said it pretty much.
He said it.
He really makes things come into perspective. I can't hate either one now.
So, where would you rank Solo in your movies, Daniel?
You can't. Don't say list of movies. My list of movies is
Star Wars movies.
Okay, don't say list of Star Wars. Don't say anything. How many movies are there?
10?
It's in my top 10.
That's a good spot.
Okay, it's definitely above episode 2 because
Did you like Solo?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it. Okay. I'm glad that I read a lot of all like the not the hate stuff, but I read all the like reviews and how, you know, Solo is the reason why everything's getting canceled and whatever. I read all that after I watched it and I'd already sort of gotten into it and
yeah, I can see people reading that stuff before they watch it and completely like being turned off from it.
That's a very common.
That's why it was so irritating reading some of that stuff because you know the people that were saying, you know, I'm not gonna watch it because Last Jedi sucked. I'm like, this has nothing to do with The Last Jedi.
I mean, you think about
it's the same studio making it. That is it.
You
it's
think
completely
about
different movie.
Yeah, like when the trailer comes out for Episode 9 and like we critique it, we're gonna cause like some kind of opinion. Maybe it's not going to be like everybody in the world's like, man, the Carbonite Crew is the best podcast ever. They've totally shifted my opinion on how the Star Wars prequels play into the new sequels.
Unless Jonathan says it.
Can we get a soundbite of just Jonathan saying weird flex, but okay. I think, you know, it's hard to not, we're not being critics necessarily, but we're just saying what we feel. And it's hard not to instill like a sense of, I don't know. How would you describe that, Jonathan?
I just think sometimes when you go out looking for opinions, you're either trying to figure out if you like something or you're trying to validate your own opinion. And when you're trying to figure out if you like something, you're at a very influential state.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hold someone, whether it be a movie critic or a podcast or me, you know, in high regard and they have an opinion on that, you're doubly susceptible to that person's opinion.
I can use myself as a perfect example. Like, when The Last Jedi came out, I thought I was a little torn on it, obviously, I think, was like a lot of people were. And then I was like, no, it's a super good movie, and I was reading things, you know, people are like, this is why it's a good movie, this is why it's a bad movie. I'm like, no, it's a good movie, see? But as time went on, I think I started to form my own solid opinion on it, and it's not my favorite movie, like, at all. It's a good movie, but just in the scope of where it fits at this point in time, it kind of is in a weird spot, so it's not my favorite movie. So I've liked it less, forming my own, I guess, solid opinion about it, if that makes sense. Jedi.
Okay, good. I was going to say, or else I guess it was just a two-man podcast.
Yeah. So you liked Solo a lot?
I did like it a lot more.
It's probably in my top four. I think it's in my top, because, I mean, Revenge of the Sith, A New Hope. Honestly, I'd probably put it number four. I think The Force Awakens actually gets better.
I agree, actually.
And honestly, like, because of The Last Jedi and kind of the way it's, like I said, it's in a kind of a weird spot story-wise.
Yeah, and
I think
The
Force Awakens is better because of that.
And I think a lot of that will really finalize our opinions on these three movies when 9 comes out.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, for all we know, JJ is going to turn around, make my 9 like the best Star Wars movie ever, and going to completely tie up everything in 8 and all will be well, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that 9 comes out and does something where you look at 8 and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
That makes complete, utter sense.
Yep.
So, we'll see. We'll get there. Next year. A little over a year.
So, if you were to give Solo a rating?
On a number scale?
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
8.5 out of 10. Probably 8 out of 10.
That's about where mine is.
I would give it 3 Grievous arms out of 4.
I like that scale. We should start using that. I give this podcast.
Dino's got Grievous on his mind because of the new Battlefront DLC.
Yeah, he's all about that.
I'm gonna go chill on my space yacht. That bothered me though. I'm not gonna lie. So, I was like, a yacht.
So if
come on, it's a spaceship.
But it's a ship. So you're saying it's got some sort of nautical capacity?
Exactly. It's a yacht.
So it's okay to call it a yacht. You could be like, hey, this is my space schooner. This is my space dinghy. Look at my space submarine.
Those are real, dude.
Space catamaran. I also like how the first time we see that ship, it's hiding behind a mountain. Like, it just, like, comes out, you know? It's like, oh.
Well, I like how...
That's where that yacht is.
No, my favorite parts where Solo's like, how are we going to find them? And then Megan's like, oh, you'll know. And then, like, clearly Megan knew the ship was right there. How did Solo not see the
it
ship?
It would have been really funny because, like, you can almost put the Imperial March right there as, like, background music, and it would work perfectly.
To see if that's on YouTube or something.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now you're going, like, slow.
Yeah.
Ominous.
Yeah.
I was thinking like the episode 2-1.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I think from going forward, we're going to try to maybe make these episodes a little shorter just to...
I mean, we say that, but...
We're just winging this episode and it's been a while, so we're just catching up and...
Yeah.
Talking about... Well, clearly we went with the Solo topic, so which is cool.
We clearly talked...
Where, here it is.
A
wait,
little
wait
bit
for it.
About a lot of nothing.
What are you talking about? We talked about Solo.
Talked about me. I'm not nothing.
Screw you.
I'm not nothing to me.
You're trash.
Jonathan said it, so it's gotta be true.
Your parents were filthy junk traders. Sold you for drink.
Also, Daniel, is it just me or is Tyler looking awfully Qui-Gon-ish today? He does kind of have that look, doesn't he? It's like, yeah, like the whole look. Like,
getting
the beard's
scrappy.
Coming in really full. It looks good. Like, yeah. Looking hippie.
I can't think of a Qui-Gon line.
We said no like beatniks in North of Gunga.
Hey, man, that's racist. Supposedly.
Against Gungans.
Against Gungans, yes. That's what I meant.
That's how they talk, dude. It's not my fault George Lucas is a racist. You're here to hear first. I said it, so it's true. Got him.
I guess he is right now.
Like how we subtly attacked the fans. That,
Mr. Lucas, if you're listening to me, I need $4 billion or you will forever remain a racist.
If you give to charity like me, like myself, I guess you're not.
You have to get it back from those kids.
What charity did it go to? It was some little kid. Stardust.
Alright, people. It is.
It's been a good episode.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. Let's just lead out with a.
Ooh, I like it. New theme. Question mark. All right. Well, it's been a good episode, guys. A little longer than we thought.
Let's see how you feel about this episode. Let us know if you would like shorter ones. Let us know if you're okay.
We'll put a poll up on Facebook and
with
Twitter
with this length. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what you thought of the episode. like, share, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button for more YouTube views. All right, no.
Leave a review on iTunes.
Let us know what you thought.
A 5-star review on iTunes.
If it's 5 stars, if it's less than 4 stars, then
if it's less than 4 stars, just email us.
Just send us a slide into our DMs. I'm obviously in charge of this channel in some way.
Yeah, Daniel's gonna get them.
All right, that's gonna be the end of our episode. This is Daniel signing off. We thank you for spending time with us, whether it's at your workplace, whether it's in the bathroom for some reason, whether you literally spent an hour sitting on the toilet, go to a doctor, a nearby medical facility. Just don't sit there for that long. You obviously are going to need crutches when you get back up because your legs are numb. Jonathan, anything you have to say to the fans?
Stay healthy, stay happy.
We will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.